welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being, and we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. So today I want to talk about team. We haven't talked about this for a little while, so I'm super excited to dive in. What we're talking about today is how to make your team a team that makes you money. Because what I hear from so many people is that, you know, they don't want to spend money on team, or that their team aren't going to bring them the profit. You know, they've got to give up their profit margin. And yes, there is, you do have to invest in team. And there is going to be a period of time where they are not up to scratch and performing at their maximum level for you, but you are the manager. And so this is your business. The way that you design the role for them, the way that you structure your business is going to influence, not just influence, it's going to determine whether this person makes you money or costs you money, actually. And there is no point having a team member that just costs you money. There's actually just no point. It doesn't make sense. They should be making you money, not costing you money. Like that's just bottom line. But I think we're not often taught this. And if we've come from corporate and we've managed people, then maybe we have a bad experience. And so remember that you don't have to do it the way that it's always been done. You don't have to do it the way that you have been taught. There is a better way, right? We are online business owners with digital business. There is so much opportunity that we don't need to get stuck in the old, you know, industrial paradigm. We're not stuck there anymore. There is no box. We keep cramming ourselves into this little box and trying to like fit nicely. And this is what we do as a business owner. And this is what we do as a CEO. And this is what we do as a team when we have a team. And no. So I can't make this too long. So we're not going to dive in today on how to design your position description or how to hire. Like, we're assuming this has been that part has been done. If you need clarity on that, then send me a DM and I will send you a link for our Dream Team series. It's a four-part video series that goes in more depth into all of those areas. But for today, we can do this at any moment. If you have realized that your team is not performing for you as you would want them to perform, you can change things up at any time. Yes, it would be better if you have this set up in beforehand so that the culture is built in this way, but it doesn't have to be. I have had to fully rehash things inside my business without letting people go, right? We had to like do it on the run. We were running and we had to do it on the run. So it's possible. All right. So let's dive into the four things that are going to help you get more from your team, going to help you enjoy your team more, help you enhance performance and enjoy the process actually, and help them enjoy the process too. So I think that's where it starts, right? Is enjoying the process. I think often we get stuck in this, well, they're my employee and I'm the boss kind of, and you know, I'm paying them and so they need to do the thing. Like, no, they could work so many places. We really need to switch mindsets and ask ourselves, what is in it for them? What is in it for them? Because that's what they are asking themselves. Why you and not some other company? Why you and not their own business, right? Why you? And so it starts with really helping that person to create their dream life through your business. Because you've started your business so that you can have your dream life, right? Your profit, your freedom. That's why we start it. We don't start it for our staff's freedom, but I'm sure that it is important to you once you think about it. But it's not why we start our businesses. And so we often don't design it that way. But by asking the question, what is in it for them, and how can we make that role a role that is, how can we make that role one that is designed for their dream life? How can we be flexible around hours? How can we have an incentive process? How can we make it that they can work wherever they want? Or, you know, like, what do they actually want, first of all? And then how can we build the role and the structure of the role around that? For us, that means flexible working hours. It means bonuses. It means flexibility around the types of tasks that they're doing within reason, but we've set that ahead of time. And so how are you crafting that role for that person's dream life? Are you creating a succession plan so that they can move up in your company? Are you training them in different areas and giving them access to PD? Are you giving them different software? Are you providing, what are the perks and bonuses that you're providing? How are you making this the perfect role for them? How is it helping to create their dream life? Because that is going to be the thing that helps them to stick, right? That's going to be the thing that makes that person continue to show up in a way that supports you and your vision. And that's what the step number two is, right? So step number one is what's in it for them. And step number two is enrolling them in the vision, right? What is the big vision for your business? What is the impact? If you're following the seven systems, then impact is deeply embedded in the fabric of your business. Either it's in your business model or it's through your business profits. If you're listening to this, it's likely that you give a crap and your business has an impact-driven purpose mission in there, in the fabric of what you do. Now, enrolling them in that vision, getting them excited about serving the clients that you serve, about doing it in that way, about the products that you have, the services that you have, the structure of your team, like the vision that you have, getting them excited about that, connecting them with it and talking about it all the time. Like all the time. You can't say this enough. In our business, we equip and empower women to live their life by design. Right? We don't even talk about business in there, but of course it's all about business because our business is the ticket to that. But that is what we say all the time. We equip and empower women to live their life by design. That is what we say. The team know that is what we do. We equip and empower women to live their life by design, right? It's not written somewhere that I can see. It's just we say it all the time. And so enrolling them in that vision, getting them excited and passionate about that, and combining that with creating their role to create their own dream life, like that combination is magic. Because then if they're excited in that vision, which you're going to get them excited about before you get them in the role, if you're doing this before you have them in the role, if not, guess what? Have a planning meeting, present this to them and go, this is where we're going. This is the rocket ship we're building. Are you on the rocket ship or are you not in the rocket ship? Because you don't want people on the team who are not all in. You want people who are all in. That's what you need to, like, if you're sending that rocket ship to the moon, you can't have people who are like half in, right? No people hanging out of the rocket ship. That rocket ship's not going to get to the moon with people hanging out the windows. So either they're all in or they're all out. And that sounds harsh, right? But you got a big vision. You got a big vision and you're providing an amazing opportunity. So either they're in or they're out. Once you've done that, right, once you have defined what's in it for them, you have enrolled them in your vision, that's when you need to get really clear for them on what that exchange is, right? What is that fair exchange that you're paying them in exchange for what? For value, right? For value. Part of that responsibility is going to be income. Now, this part often confuses people because often sometimes like the role won't be directly tied to sales, or at least not on the surface, it's not. So for example, if you're not hiring a salesperson, you might think, well, okay, how is this person bringing me income? Well, they're going to be bringing you income lots of ways, depending on the role. So if they're customer service, are they retention? Are they on, that was a good sentence. That's why I laugh at myself. Okay. So if they're in the customer service team, are they assisting with retention? Are they assisting with renewals? Are they assisting with referrals? Like, what is built in? And it's kind of hard to speak about this across multiple industries without having specifics on a podcast, but you get the point, right? Even your administration person can be income producing because, for example, my EA helps me get booked on other podcasts. Getting booked on other podcasts gets me visible and gets me new clients. And so what are those roles and what are their statistics? What are their key performance indicators? What are the requirements and the numbers around that? Right? How do they know what good actually looks like from that perspective? So you need to plan that role and tie it to income generating activities. So if you are like, for example, if you are a VA agency and you have other VAs on your team, are you making, double, triple, four times what it is that they are bringing you in? Like, they're doing graphic design for someone. Okay, great. Are you paying them $20 and getting 80? Amazing. Then that's their revenue generating activity because you're selling on their services. There are so many different ways to do this. Sales, of course, marketing and Facebook ads, of course, customer service. There are so many different ways that this can be built into their role. And that's really important. That's really, really important because we've already established what's in it for them. Now, this is the part of like, what's in it for you? How are you future proofing this role so that you make income from this person so that you can continue to grow the business? Because as a CEO, that is actually your job. Your job is to protect the business profit, protect and grow the business profit line. That is your role as the CEO, to be in charge of that. And so you're the one who's casting the vision and the strategy. And so that is your responsibility. And if you are just hiring people because you're like, oh crap, we need extra hands. Well, that is not going to work long-term. That is not how we build sustainable, scalable businesses. We need to step back and think about how these people are making us more money. All right. And the last one we have to build in is recognition. So how are we continuously making sure that these people know that what they are doing is meaningful and important and they're doing a good job? What does that recognition process actually look like, and how are you being intentional about doing that? Because we love to be praised, right? Even if your love language is not words of affirmation, we all love words of affirmation. We all love getting a pat on the back and being told how amazing we are. And that's just part of human nature. We want to be liked. And so when we are told that we are liked and we're doing a good job, that helps us lean in and want to do a better job. And so it's a really important part, and you don't need to speak to the person about how you're going to plan to do this, but you need to plan to do this. And so if you're not their direct manager, then you need to speak to their direct manager and make sure that you have a plan for this. How does that team member know that they are doing a good job and they are appreciated by both their manager and yourself? And what does that recognition look like? And this is going to be in addition to what you've decided, what's in it for them. Like, this is in addition to the bonuses that they get or anything like that. This is like the day-to-day rapport cultivating that appreciation. So for us, one small way that we do it is every Friday, a survey goes out, and the survey asks just a couple of questions on, you know, how was morale this week? How was your workload? How was your stress level? And they just rate it. And then based off that, that triggers us to then have a conversation with them. Because even if they've marked it good, 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 then great. Like, we get to have that conversation. We've built in that in. It's also a part of our meetings every single morning. Like, we do that positivity at the start rather than just tacking it on as an afterthought at the end of meetings. But how are you building it in? Because it doesn't have to be those ways. There can be other ways to do it and make it a habit. That recognition is just something that is part of your culture. Because once you start doing that, then you'll realize that it filters across ways too, between the team members. And it just makes for such a beautiful environment when there's appreciation and recognition rather than just demands all the time. Because we are so self-seeking as humans. And so even though we're getting paid for it, even though there's bonuses, even though we've got a good vision, if we don't feel appreciated, like, we're out. Like, it's not going to last very long. They're going to look for somewhere else. If they don't feel emotionally fulfilled, then they're out. And so that is, in my experience, these four things is the best way that I have found to really maximize the performance that we get from our team and to maximize the joy in the work environment, right? Figuring out what's in it for them, enrolling them in our vision for the business, planning their income, their KPIs, what good looks like, being really crystal clear on expectations and responsibilities, and adding in that recognition and making that a practice that happens regularly and is like that generous over the top appreciation. And I don't mean fake, right? I mean in integrity always, but to be sincere in that and make it something that you do is something that is going to make that workplace stand out, because it is so often an afterthought. It is so often when you're busy, you're just kind of running and getting stuff done. Often there's not time for that we don't make the time often for this. And it's such a simple thing. Like, saying thank you is such a simple thing that will go a really long way. So I hope this was really helpful. I hope this helps you to have a bit of a reframe on how you can get performance from your team. So it's not just, oh my gosh, they're not doing what I want. Oh my gosh, they're not performing. Oh my gosh, you know, but there's some actual tangible ways that you can boost the morale, boost the culture, and boost performance that comes from you as the CEO, because this ultimately is our responsibility. And it's easy to go, oh, the team isn't performing, or the team isn't doing this, but it's actually on us. It is our job to make this happen. And so have fun with it. Our businesses are not meant to be stressful and, you know, soul sucking. We can have fun with it. So enjoy your team, be careful who you surround yourself with, and hire slowly and fire fast if you need to. All right, have a lovely day. I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast.
two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.